Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've received an email today from someone I met on the Pilgrim Chris Camino. This was a journey I took in September. I walked 500 miles from St Jean-Pied-de-Port on the French side of the Pyrenees to Santiago de Compostela in northwest Spain. It's a traditional pilgrimage route, and some of you who follow me here on Audioboo will know that I took this journey, and I was going to do some more booze post Camino booze, but I found that I'm struggling with it. Well, today I received an email from from somebody I met on this pilgrimage, and his name is Waleed, and he's a Lebanese gentleman and a very nice man, and we'd met up early on in the Camino. But then we lost track of each other because Waleed was struggling a little bit and caught a bus that took 4 days out of the walking journey. But such was my pace that I did catch up with him later on in the Camino. And we walked together on various days and with various people. Well, Waleed has sent an email today, and we have been in touch with each other on WhatsApp. But he lives in Florida at the moment, and he's just settling there. And I want to read this email out to you because it's touched me quite deeply. The email goes, "Hola, hola, hola. It's been a very long time since I've written to you all. Photos are coming, I promise. Just getting situated here in Florida. This is a mass email, I'm sorry for that. But it's only to 10 people, those that have had an effect on me on this journey. I'm sending this email out today because it's my birthday, 41. I am so grateful for this beautiful Camino that happened this last September. And I am so grateful for the things I've learnt and the people I have met. You know who you are. I do sincerely hope that you are finding yourselves at peace, wherever you may be. For some of us, the holidays are going to be harder this year than previous years. But know that as we all did this Camino together, that we shall be walking and thinking and healing and discovering together as well. From Florida with love, the lucky Lebanese, W." He's attached a couple of photographs to the email, and one of the photographs was one I took of him, actually, at the very end of the journey on his last day. He walked 46 kilometres on the very last day in pouring rain to get to Santiago. And, well, it touched me because it's brought back so many memories for me of the Camino. And I do think about my pilgrimage a lot and wonder why I'm not still walking. I've realised from reading this email and thoughts that I've had over the past, well, since I've come back really from this journey I took in September, the past couple of months or so now, I've realised that I'm still on that Camino. I've left a lot of myself behind there. And I find it very difficult to express myself. I'm settling into a life. I only went for a month. It was a month away, a month's walking. And I didn't realise how much it affected me. They say that when you take this journey, this Camino, the way of St. James, that it touches everyone that takes a journey. Now, I was affected by it while I was walking it, and I was affected by it when I finished it. But I've been far more deeply affected by it since. And every day I struggle to find a meaning for why I'm not still walking. I find it difficult to understand why I've left so much of myself behind there and what is left of me here today. This might all sound quite dramatic, really. And I've not really spoken about this to anyone. Not even my partner, really. And because I find it difficult to talk about things on this level. And I'm not going to go into too much depth now. And I'm not sure why I'm doing it, to be honest. It was just that I was so struck by that email, short as it was. But I know Waleed. I know the guy, one of the most wonderful people I've ever met, And in fact, I've met so many wonderful people on this journey. And I feel like I'm taking three journeys in my life at the moment. One is the Camino that I'm still on in many ways. People I met there were all of them, and I met so many people on that journey. All of them are wonderful, fantastic people, and I'm struggling to a large extent because I wanted to keep in touch with them, and I could have done. I have emails, I have contacts. But at the same time, I balk at that because I'm quite a solitary person in a lot of ways. And I cry out for the companionship of the people that I met there. I miss that time so much. It took me 3 years of planning to do the Camino, and I feel wretched that it's over in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I have a lot of other things in my life that are going on now. Since I've come back from the Camino, my life has changed in other ways. Before I went away, I met my new partner. And we've been together for, well, we've known each other for over a year now, and we've been together for 9, 10 months or something like this now. And it's a good time. And I'm enjoying this part of my life immensely. And work opportunities are coming for me that I didn't really explore before, nor did I want them before. I was struggling in my life for a long time, and I find that I'm struggling again. I think it's a lot of it is sentiment. I didn't realize how much that journey would have an impact on my life and on my thought processes and on my emotions. I didn't realize what walking that particular journey would do to me. I've walked a lot, I've walked all my life. I've done other smaller, shorter journeys, shorter pilgrimages, but nothing I've done, no kind of walk has given me any kind of preparation or any kind of emotional preparation for what I experienced and what I'm still experiencing from the Camino. I don't know what to do now. I know that I will walk again, and I'll walk that Camino again. I think it's something that I need to do. I need to walk, I know that. It's not just about hiking. This was a journey that I took, and it was a journey that a lot of people took. And the friendships along the way were fleeting, and yet so deeply rooted, such an effect it's had on me. I shall stop now because I fear I'm sharing too much. Thank you for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.